Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with team news ahead of Saturday's trip to West Ham. It's a 5:30pm kickoff in the Premier League. Forward Marcus Rashford is the major doubt for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He has a shoulder injury, although he will be assessed ahead of the match and could yet feature. Defenders Luke Shaw and Phil Jones, though, continue to be ruled out. Boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is expected to make changes following the 3-1 defeat to Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League in midweek. Solskjaer, meanwhile, in an interview with Sky Sports, an exclusive interview, says that he is excited about United's, what he says, ongoing improvement. That's despite the defeat to PSG. Solskjaer said, "I'm getting excited. You're always looking for ways of improving, and we know we still have a lot to improve on, but I feel we've made some decisions that have benefited us as a team and a club. Some of the signings we have made have come in and had a great influence. As a manager, you are never 100% happy," he said. "You always want more, and you always know that the demands and the standards here at Manchester United are the highest, as they should be. Of course, it's only at the end of the season that you know how well you have done, but he said we are moving up the table and playing better." United will hope for another away win then at West Ham on Saturday evening, a victory that could move them up as high as third in the table, maybe temporarily at least, due to the congested nature of it. United are ninth before kickoff. Elsewhere news on the transfer front, reports say that United are interested in Leicester star Harvey Barnes, and he could be a possible alternative to England international and long-term target Jadon Sancho. The Borussia Dortmund man was a target of United in the summer, but a deal failed to materialise. It could be that United turn to Barnes instead. According to the Daily Telegraph, United are hoping to get approval to welcome fans back to Old Trafford for the Premier League game against Leeds later this month. That is if Greater Manchester moves out of Tier 3 coronavirus restrictions. That's all for now. We'll have more later.